The U.S. country of origin labeling scheme was challenged by Mexico and Canada in the WTO and initially ruled in violation of WTO rules. Now we're waiting on the results of the appeal by the U.S. If the U.S. loses that,
then Canada and Mexico have the right to retaliate.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling broadcasters at that point the whole thing will be dumped in the lap of Congress, which would have several options. First,
allowing that retaliation to proceed and having other aspects of agriculture or the economy impacted, or reform the COOL legislation so that it's more WTO compliant, or make the decision to repeal the COOL legislation altogether.
And the possible options for reforming COOL?
There may be a generic label that they can come up with. There may be a voluntary effort that allows folks to market USA product, but it won't be a mandated or mandatory requirement.
But of course, all this hinges on how the WTO rules on the U.S. appeal. That ruling, according to the WTO, could come within the next 30 days. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thanks, Gary. Well, the WTO's deadline for its decision is May the 18th, and House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway rejected the most recent recommendation to establish a generic mandatory label option if the U.S. loses its WTO appeal regarding COOL. The generic mandate would require the meat derived from an animal born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S., Mexico, or Canada to be labeled as product of North America. But this option has been rejected by both those who are for and against COOL. USDA released two reports last week regarding COOL, one acknowledging no measurable consumer benefits, the other outlining options to comply with previous WTO decisions. Conaway said the call for a new generic mandatory meat label does nothing to help producers, provides no useful information to consumers, and does nothing to mitigate the threat of retaliation, since the idea has already been rejected by U.S. trading partners.